The Sidekicks, written by Will Kostakis and read by Stavros Yanoukas.
The Swimmer. Oh, we're not actually friends. I have to give Miles credit. It takes real skill to be that insensitive. I mean, he's not wrong. When we hang out, people see a group of four, but really we're three guys with the same best friend. The only thing Miles, Harley, and I have ever had in common is Isaac. But when we're in the deputy's office, and she's saying that something's happened to Isaac, that we should rely on each other for support, he could stand to be a little less right. Harley groans. He has this general limpness to him, like a puppet missing half its strings. He sinks deeper into his chair.
Are you that thick?
I'm not that thick, Miles says. That's true, he's not. He's second to ducks. He's just never been very good with things that can't be measured in an end-of-year exam. Like a full spectrum of human emotion.
I don't know, you're pretty ducking stupid.
Harley, they know what you mean by duck. Miles turns to the deputy. Right, you know. I don't envy Kathy, Mrs. Evans. This would be hard enough if we got along, even slightly.
Boys, this is a delicate situation. I'm certain you are feeling many complicated emotions, but it's not productive to lash out at one another.
She's being careful. She's speaking slowly, and it's making her British accent more pronounced. Miles scrunches his face.
Oh, we are not.
Harley takes over.
This isn't lashing out. I'd say this is 40%.
Miles corrects him. Class at a 43.
'Cause there's a difference?
Well, it is a measure, so yes, 40 and 43 are different.
All right.
Harley practically whispers. He turns to the deputy.
This is us at 43% animosity.
Mrs. Evans blinks. A pigeon flies past the window behind her.
Well, she continues eventually. I think that it would be best if we...
I interrupt her.
How did he die? I ask.
Miles and Harley turn to me. They'd probably forgotten I was sitting between them. Mrs. Evans's office isn't that big. She's crammed three chairs in front of her desk in a space that only fits two. Our knees are touching, but when Miles and Harley have one of their little tiffs, it's amazing what they can't see.
You said Isaac had an accident.
I clear my throat.
What happened?
Mrs. Evans takes a slow, deliberate breath. A moment to perfect her phrasing.
To be honest, Ryan, we don't know much. We know generally.
Harley straightens up.
Then tell us generally.
I would prefer to save that for when we speak to the entire cohort. We've organised for all of Year 11 to come to the chapel for the final half of fourth period.
She checks her watch.
We have some time before then, so...
But are you sure?
Miles asks. It takes Mrs. Evans a second to realise what he means.
Yes, Miles, for sure.
He's the first one to cry. Everything at Barton House is done in the Marist tradition, which is like regular Catholicism, only with a pinch of French. In the chapel, elaborate stained glass windows depict Le Chemin de Croix, lit from behind by lighthouse bulbs to give the illusion of God's love shining down from the heavens. In reality, the chapel is sandwiched between a storage room and sickbay. This one time, a bulb burnt out during a service, and Isaac shouted,
"Who sinned?"
He cut through bullshit like that. And I can't believe he's... Miles believes it. He's wiping his eyes on his sleeve. Harley's harder to read. He bites his right thumbnail.